الله نحمده ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي درشي بالله Respected brothers, respected elders and mothers and sisters listening at home, it is the sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has blessed us with the month of Ramadan, and may He give us the tawfiq, the ability that we utilize every minute of this blessed month in the correct manner, in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is also the month of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. With this month, this unique connection goes with the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for individuals to recite and to engage into the recitation of the Quran. When it's not the month of Ramadan, to read two rukus or three rukus is extremely difficult. But in the month of Ramadan, Allah makes it easy. It becomes easy for a person to complete one para, to complete two paras, to complete three paras. This is the blessing of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites to ponder over the verses of the Quran. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. O insan, contemplate and ponder upon the verses revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we look into the contents of the Quran, with the uloom, the sciences, the great knowledge, wisdom, guidance that is in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also find that Allah has made special mention of prophets, anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. In fact, in every chapter, the name of a Nabi is mentioned, the name of a Rasul is mentioned. Just to give you an example, in Surah Al-An'am, 7th para, 16th ruku, in 8 lines, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the names of 18 prophets. Just in 8 lines. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Ilyas alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Yasa alayhi salam, Yunus alayhi salam, and Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. In 8 lines, Allah has made mention of 18 prophets, Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. With the mentioning of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also revealed to Hazrat Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam a verse in which he was given the hukam, a commandment, فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, convey and relate to humanity, to the people in front of you, the stories, the qisas, the events that have taken place with Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So that was an order given to Hazrat Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ, that relate it and convey the stories and the events that had taken place with Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. When you look at the Bible, when you look at the New Testament, the Old Testament, the other scriptures, you have stories of the different prophets. Qur'an-i Kareem is that kalam which puts everything straight in its right context. It gives you a brief and the most correct information of all the prophets that came before Hazrat Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ, and the maqsad of the prophets being mentioned in the Quran is not that so people enjoy the stories or a form of enjoyment that's in 2 sessions or 3 sessions or 4 sessions. Surah Yusuf, the tafsir of Surah Yusuf takes place and it becomes a means of enjoyment. It is not a means of enjoyment. It is not for time passing. Allah says, فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that insan can reflect and do tadabbur and contemplate when he hears the qisas and the challenges and the difficulties that the prophets, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, went through. These were the most pure from the all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most pure. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Free from major and minor sins. Infallible beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them such that they were more pure than even the angels. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah praises them in the Quran. أولئك الذين هدى الله. These were the people who Allah guided Himself. فبهداه مقتدي. And anyone who connected themselves to these great prophets, Allah has given them hidayat also. Allah is the merciful one. So if you were in the time of Musa alayhi salam, your salvation would depend in following Musa alayhi salam. We get non-Muslims coming to the masjid and they ask us, why do you stop at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? You have to put a full stop somewhere, and we as Muslims put the full stop at the end of this blessed name, which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why no prophet after him? Why do we have to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and not Musa alayhi salam? And not Isa alayhi salam. The answer is very simple, my brothers. When you cross the English Channel and get into France, then in France, the English law don't apply. It's the French law. When you enter into Spain, then French law don't apply. It is Spanish law. And when you cross the borders of Spain and go into Portugal, then Spanish law does not apply, it is Portuguese law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to specific communities for a period of time. And if you were in the time of any Nabi, any Rasul, then salvation would depend in following the ahkam and the commandments of those prophets, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. So if you were in the time of Musa alayhi salam, your najat is following Musa alayhi salam. If you were in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, your najat is in following Ibrahim alayhi salam. If you are in the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, your salvation is in following Isa alayhi salatu was salam. When another Nabi comes, another Rasul comes, then all the previous scriptures are abrogated, becomes obsolete. And you have to follow that Nabi of the time. You have to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Khatamun Nabiyyin. And in order to follow that Nabi, one must have enough love for that Nabi. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love also for the Nabis that came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just today, Qari Sahib had recited one ayat of the Quran, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. And this is the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in His power that He gives izzah, karamat to whom He wills. And some prophets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a higher ranking than others. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهِ. Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam becomes Ruhullah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, after all the challenges and the difficulties, and Namrud that is in front of him, Allah gives him that honor and title that he becomes the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes Habibullah. So in order to love the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, it is important that we have enough information of the prophets, detailed information of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. How are we going to love a Nabi when we have no information of that Nabi? How are we going to love that Nabi? I say to you, love Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, but what do you know about Ibrahim alayhi salam? If I say to you, love Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, what knowledge have you got of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the zikr of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, not in one chapter, but in all of the chapters of the Quran, majority of the chapters of the Quran, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are mentioned. And these are our role models. Role models. The youth today, they take the kuffar as their role models. It is important that as Muslims we understand that our role models are Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in, the companions of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslims we must have, especially in the times that we live in today, we must have sufficient knowledge of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and also of the companions, Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, Ya Rasulullah, kam iddatul anbiya. How many prophets in total came to this dunya? Kam iddatul anbiya. How many prophets in total came in this dunya? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, 120,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam came down. And according to some of the riwayat, 124,000. In the hadith it comes 120,000. And from 120,000, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned 315 were rusul. 315 were rusul. And some of the ulama have mentioned 313 were Rusul. 313 were the companions in the Battle of Badr, and 313 were the Rusuls that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent. Some have said 315, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a difference between a Rasul and a Nabi. Hum to apni zaman se kehte the Nabi, Rasul, Nabi, Rasul. Lekin usme kuch fark hai. There is a difference between a Rasul and a Nabi. Rasul is that messenger which comes with a law, a sharia, rules and regulation, which the community has to follow. And in the case of a Nabi, he does not come with rules and regulation. a sharia, a law. He does not present that law to the people. But perhaps he comes and he follows the rules and regulations, the sharia, the laws of another Nabi. So a Nabi is not a Rasul. But a Rasul is also a Nabi. And just to give you a quick example, when we look at Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam and his brother Harun alayhi salatu was salam, both in the same time. Aliyazu billah, aliyazu billah. This great fitna of Qadiani, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, he gives his dalil also. He says that I have never ever claimed that I am a prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is what he says. He says, my example is like Harun alayhi salam in the time of Musa alayhi salam. So I am there representing Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I come to reform and to renew and to make tajdeed of his deen. That is all. But yes, at times Jibreel comes to me and revelation also comes to me. Al-Iyazu Billah. So we must have this clear understanding what is in the Quran. We talk about Musa alayhi salatu was salam and Harun alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam is a Rasul. And Harun alayhi salam is a Nabi. Musa alayhi salam is a Rasul and Harun alayhi salam is a Nabi. Harun alayhi salatu was salam is following the tartib of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And when Isa alayhi salatu was salam will come, will he come as a Rasul or a Nabi? What will he come as? Ji? As a? No. As an Ummat. How will he come as a Nabi? How will Isa alayhi salam come as a Nabi? By? Soche zara. There is no Nabi after Rasulullah. Allah says in the Quran, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمًا نَبِيِّينَ وَخَاتَمًا. So there is no Nabi. He will come. Yes, he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his own time, in that period of time, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to Banu Israel. He was a Nabi. But when he comes, at the time of Imam Mahdi, and Dajjal will be killed by the dua of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, when he looks at Dajjal, you will have Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam will be holding something in his ear, and Dajjal will just dissolve in front of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam completely. And even Yajuj, Majuj, Gog and Magog, they will die with the baddu'a of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he's a Nabi, but when he comes, he will be the ummati of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these are great, blessed nufus, human beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for the hidayat of mankind. Before we come onto Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, his creation, his maqsad, what happened to him, and as mentioned in the Quran, the ayat of the Quran, how he is described in the verses of the Quran, let us understand the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates his makhluk, or has created his makhluk. A group of people from Yemen came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they met Huzur alayhi salam, and they said to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, O Prophet of Allah, how did this creation come into existence? Allah ne ye makhluk kaise banaye? Uski padaish takhliq kaise hui? Allah ki rahmat mein hai Ismail bhai, khair hai. Ji. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam answered the group that came from Yemen and said to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first and there is no one before him. He was there from the beginning, and nothing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was on the water. وَعَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote everything down on the tablet. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the qalam, aqlam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. And this qalam, this pen was created, and Allah gave it this hukam, an order, and this pen started to write everything, what is known as the maqadir or the takdir, predestiny or fate. Insan ki taqdeer, whatever is to happen, everything is written down. For the non-Muslims, perhaps it is understandable, but for the Muslims, we are, as described in the Quran, halu'a. Halu'a, insan is always in this state of despair. Bhai, ye cheez khatam ho jayegi to, ye cheez khatam ho jayegi to, ye cheez khatam ho jayegi to. Halake, whatever Allah has made muqaddar for you, that was written well before even your birth. So whatever rizq, whatever rozi you are going to receive from Allah, you will receive. Without a doubt. If in your taqdeer it is written that you will go and perform hajj 10 times, you will go for hajj 10 times. So why worry? Have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sustenance, rozi comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُكَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. That 50,000 years before Allah created the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already written how much rizq, rozi that individual is to get. Ab 50,000 saal pehle, Allah ne har insan ke liye rozi muqaddar kar li. To phir ye insan kitna nashukar hai. Kitna bhaagta hai ek jaga se dusri jaga, ek jaga se dusri jaga. Subhanallah al-azim. Yes, asbab. If you want to get from one area to another area, you have to make sure that it's done with the first step. But tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very briefly, this is the taqdeer. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, khuliqatil malaikatu min nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels from nur, and the jinns were created from fire. Iblis was also from the jinn. Iblis is also from the jinn. Kana min al-jinn. Allah says in the Quran that Iblis is from the jinn. But in the beginning his status was such. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ki khub ibadat ki mujahada usne kiya. And that he was ranked very high. Such high honor and position was given to Iblis in the beginning that Allah gave him green light, access to stay in the company of the malaika. And he would go up and down and visit malaika and stay in the company of the angels. So this is the creation of malaika and the creation of jinns. When it comes to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described insan and the creation of insan in many words in the Arabic language. Allah has said turab. Allah has said salsal. Insan is created in the manner of salsal. Min hama'im masnoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described insan with teen, that he is created in that manner of teen. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we stop at that insha'Allah. If Allah wills, tomorrow or in the next session, we will continue from how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and all the verses that Allah revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the status of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and his great maqam and honor given to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah give us all the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Durushi palle. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سمعنا وأطعنا, غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.